If I can have your attention here in the media center, we are joined by a first-time winner in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Brandon Jones, driver of the number 19 Flow Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We have Steve D'Souza, Executive Vice President of Joe Gibbs Racing, and Crew Chief Jeff Mendring. Let's go ahead and open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. Go to Trevor and go to Breyer.
Brandon, first career win. I'm sure you've been waiting a long time for that. Just kind of what's going through your mind right now?
Yeah, man, I've been a winner in a lot of different series, even outside of NASCAR, through NASCAR. This is the biggest one I've ever had, man. This is huge, and I think it even makes it better that we've struggled so much to get to this point. We've had a lot of just junk luck, really, that's put us out of a lot of these races. But I believe in this team since the start of this. I always do, and it paid off today. So this is big. We're going to enjoy this for a long time, and I know the first one's the toughest, so hopefully that's a good sign, and there's going to be more to come.
Breyer? We'll go next to Dominic.
Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts and ESPN Radio Albuquerque. For Brandon, when you look back on this race, let's say 50, 60 years from now, the rocking chair, what are you going to remember most about it?
Well, the thing that was going through my mind today, I think it was last year, the same thing kind of happened. You know, you had a bunch of good cars at the start of the race get taken out, and that right there went through my head. I'm like, man, all the good cars are gone. We're going to win the race. Going down the back stretch, you try a side draft, you get loose, and then we destroy our car too. So I knew that was lingering in the back of my head, and I'm like, I just have to finish this thing out today. And really, the pit crew did an amazing job today. Crew chief did an amazing job, and everything just kept lining up. I know when we kind of got that penalty there on pit road, we were a little bit worried, but drove back through the field pretty good. Had those couple cautions, had a set of tires land, so it just all fell into play pretty well there for us.
Go next to Todd, and then the Chris.
Todd Engel with the KC Star. A lot of chaos there in the last 20 laps. Can you just walk us through that final restart, kind of what you saw from that point to the end?
Yeah, I was watching Bell the most before, you know, a lot of stuff happened to them. Just about every restart, you know, he would run that bottom for five or so laps, and then you could really tell that it was going away, and guys were having to start to move up. So having the little laps that we did there at the end, I think Chris Lambert, our spotter, spots for Hamlin on Sundays, did an amazing job kind of helping me there stay calm and make sure I just run the bottom line and not get too crazy on the top and knock the wall down like some guys did today too. So I think that was the key to today. The last corner, I kind of looked up in the mirror and saw the lead we had, and so I didn't push the car or anything there. But it cleaned up at the end for us. It all came into play, and that's what you got to do at one of these.
Go to Chris, then the Sterling, and then again.
Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Brandon, you had a lot of confidence before the race and even joked about that if you won this race, you would wear that uniform the rest of the year. So now that you've won the race, did you lose any confidence at any point of the race when you got shuffled back? And are you going to keep wearing the suit moving forward?
If they keep sponsoring, I'll keep wearing it. I wasn't sure that we were a race-winning car kind of early on in the race. We didn't really have tons of takeoff speed. At the start of the race, kind of fell back to eighth or so and was able to get back up to sixth. And a couple times I was able to run top three lap times throughout that event. So I knew we were pretty decent once we got going. But I think as we continue to get cautions, our tires continue to get better with cycles on them. And I think that's probably what paid off the best. And it kind of helped our balance go the right way at the end.
Sterling, Gavin, and Trevor.
Sterling Siemens with KCOU. Brandon, this is your fourth full-time season in Xfinity competition and your first career win. How does it feel to finally break through after many starts, and what will this do for the rest of the season going into next year?
If we don't have any confidence now, I think that it's up right now pretty high. So I don't know, man. The biggest thing is you know, it's been such a long, hard-fought battle to get to this point. We've got a few poles, so that's checked off my list. Now we've got a win. I can check that off. Championships next to check off at some point in my life. So this is big. Like I mentioned before, the lows are tough in this sport, and it's really easy to get yourself down whenever things are not going your way. But this is what makes you bring back up and makes you keep fighting to do this.
Gavin Doe from the NASCAR College Media Program. Did you ever have those like signs of doubts, you know, because it took you this long until you finally got that W at the end?
There's been a lot of disappointment, but I don't think we've ever quit. I've never quit whenever I sit in the car. Every single week we come here to do what we did today, and it's win the race. And so when we don't win the race, we come home pretty upset about it, and we got to figure out why we didn't win. So giving it all we have every single week, so is Jeff Mendering, so is Steve D'Souza at the shop, so is, you know, the pit crew. Whenever they come to the track, we're all set on kill. And I feel like this is a Tier 1 team here, and really proud to be able to run with Joe Gibbs.
Question for Jeff. Five laps to go, restart. You've got a driver who's looking for his first win. What, if anything, are you telling him as you approach that final restart?
I just told him that the most important thing is to get out in clean air. Clean air is huge anywhere. So I had confidence if we got that clean air that he was going to be real solid at the end and we'd be able to pull away from him. We had really good speed most of that race. Even when we were back in traffic, we could run easy top five lap times. So I knew the speed was there. We just needed track position, and we finally got it right at the very end.
Breyer?
Do you wish you were still in the playoffs? Because if you would have won today, I think you would have went to the championship four. So does that kind of sting a little bit, or do you wish you, you know, were still in the playoffs?
It's funny. I had a conversation with my dad before this weekend. Dover was a big hit to the head. Not even making a lap at that track. And I said to myself, you watch, man. We're going to be – come to this race or even Texas. I know it's a great track for me there as well. And we're going to win one of these races and going to have a shot to go to Homestead. But it doesn't matter, man. This is what we're trying to do every single week is win these races. And just run consistent, not have bad things happen to us. So it's unfortunate, but it still shows that, you know, you go back and look, we still could have made it there. So I know the ability's there and I know the drive's there.
Any additional questions for our race-winning team? Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the victory today. Oh, do we have any questions in the press box? My apologies.
No questions.
Outstanding. Well, gentlemen, go celebrate the victory.
Thank you.
And good luck.